Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
Thinking about your next vacation or if you want to go out of town just to visit family. Do you need a passport? Well, you just might. And instead of waiting until the last minute, the Orange County Clerk of the Court has set up Passport Week so that we can shoot you through it and get that passport in your hand. Let's talk to Tiffany Moore Russell, the Orange County Clerk of Courts, and get some more information about Passport Week. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I lost my passport.
No!
But this is a true story, though. Right before the Tom Joyner cruise, I had gone somewhere and I misplaced it. I get all the way to the cruise ship in Miami and realize I thought I had already packed it. Didn't have it. Almost couldn't go on the Fantastic Voyage.
What about the cruise, though?
Oh, my God. So, you know, we made arrangements and we made it work. But
okay.
I have got to get my passport. So that is a true story. And I understand that from April 24th through the 29th at the Orange County Clerk of Courts office is holding what is called simply Passport Week. And
yes.
We have the Clerk of the Court on to talk about it. Good morning. How are you, Mrs. Moore? Russell.
I'm well. How are you?
Doing just fine. Just can't find my passport.
Well, we can help you with that.
Okay. So tell me, let's talk about travel restrictions, this new president.
Well, one of the things is we want to encourage your listeners to go ahead and have their passport, even if they don't have a trip planned, because this allows for you to reduce your stress as much as possible when you do want to plan that fabulous trip outside of the country.
Mm-hmm.
It also allows you to make sure you have your paperwork, and it gives you time for it to return back to you in a timely manner. So we're encouraging people to participate during this week where we're going to be extending our hours.
So now tell me, what's the usual turnaround for first time or even one that was misplaced?
It's usually 5 weeks.
And so if you do have a trip and you can show them proof that you have a trip, does that ever happen where you can get it expedited?
You can get it expedited. It's an extra fee.
Mm-hmm. So again, we're speaking with Orange County Clerk of the Court, Mrs. Tiffany Moore Russell, and we're talking about just getting your passport. It's better for ID purposes as well.
Correct, because mm-hmm. it's still a valid ID for mm-hmm. voting, for showing your information, for even going through TSA for a local flight. It's considered valid identification, so it's great to have, even for your children.
We have offices for you in Apopka, Ocoee, and Winter Park, and we're going to get those addresses posted up for you. Is there anything for us here in Orlando that we can come down to?
Sure. Well, now you can come to even our main branch to get your passport. During our regular hours, you can come to the Goldenrod branch or even our downtown main courthouse to get a passport. It's just during this week at those three branches, we're going to extend the hours and actually be open on a Saturday because we hear from a lot of families that they have to take their kids out of school. You can all come on that Saturday and get your passports completed.
Kids as young as what, when they're traveling, need their passports as well?
No matter what the age.
Is that right? See, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need a passport to go to, like, Cuba, Puerto Rico, places like that, Mexico?
Yeah, you need a passport. Now, if you're going to go on a cruise ship and it's a complete round trip, you don't need your passport. But if, say, for instance, you go to Jamaica and get stuck and want to fly back, you need a passport.
Yeah.
And so you do need a passport to go to Cuba mm-hmm. or Mexico. When you're going through customs, you have to have your passport, even going to Canada.
If you're flying, you do need your passport. So it's important.
Yes.
It is important. So we can come down to the courthouse if you're in Orange County. In Apopka, the address is 1111 North Rock Springs Road. In Ocoee, the 475 Story Road location is where you'll go. And North Lakebond Avenue is the one for us in Winter Park. And what is the application fee? What does it vary from? How much does that cost, Tiffany?
The average fee is $135. That's the flat fee. The $110 goes to the State Department, and $25 comes to the clerk's office. And I will say you have to bring two forms of payment, so two checks, because you have to make those checks out to the separate agencies, or two money orders or cashier's check. That's one of the areas that gets people sent back home and have to come back. So I encourage your listeners to have two forms of payment for those two transactions.
So no debit cards or credit cards?
Yes, you can, but they just be two separate transactions.
Okay. Yes. What else do we need to bring with us in order to apply for our passport? What other
birth
ID?
Birth certificate.
Mm-hmm. Birth certificate.
And if you have children, their birth certificate.
Okay.
And the other parent, even if the child is not, say if you're married and the child is not from your spouse, you have to bring that parent. Or you need your marriage license if you just recently changed your name.
Okay, so when you go back to your birth certificate, let's find this out. Does it have to be the one with the raised seal? Can it be a copy?
It has to be the original, and they will send it back to you.
Oh, they do?
So, they do send it back to you. They send your documents back to you.
Okay, so maybe what we need to do for those of us who don't have original birth certificates, how do we apply for those?
That you have to go to Vital Statistics to get your birth certificate.
And Vital Statistics, is that in the courthouse or is that downtown?
That's downtown in the State Department.
Okay, so here's some things that we wanted to make clear. Summertime is right around the corner, and now is the time, as Mrs. Moore Russell just said, don't wait until you're going on a trip and have to pay the expedited fee, because it's a lot more. $135 for a typical turnaround on your passport. You need your original birth certificate. You need two forms of payment because you have to make payment to two different places. Do you need a driver's license?
Yes, you can either have a valid driver's license or a state identification card. And then, of course, we do offer the passport photo, or you can get that taken somewhere else. But we will have to tab your photos to use for you. But yeah, you have to have a valid driver's license or state identification, one of the following.
Okay, so that's what we're trying to get you to have on your person. Don't be like me and be caught one foot on the plank, Tiffany, and the other one couldn't get on quite as quick because I lost my passport and didn't even realize that I had lost it.
Wow.
Yeah, I really thought I had packed it because I typically do that, but I'd lost it somewhere along the line on a trip somewhere. You can get a replacement one, right?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I just never bothered to do that. And I got to get my act together because I do want to travel.
But, yes.
The clerk's office has extended April 24th through the 29th. They'll be open an hour late, at least until 5:30 during the week. And on Saturday, the 29th, from 9 in the morning until noon. Seminole County residents are also encouraged to take advantage of the additional hours as well. Remember that proof of citizenship and proof of identity are definitely required. When you're applying for your passport, go to Vital Statistics first, okay?
If you don't have your birth certificate.
Yeah. And what about the wait time?
Well, typically the average wait time is about 30 minutes, especially if it's just you by yourself. But if it's a family of four, I would just encourage them to build in some patience and some time, because it does take time to process all four individuals or whoever's in the group.
And that's 135 times four people. Okay. Now, what else is happening that's new and of the utmost importance at the Orange County Clerk's Office?
We're continuing to encourage people to take advantage. We have a new software on our website where you can initiate your marriage license online. So we invite people to come see that, as well as we just recently offered a workshop on Do You Understand Public Records? So that workshop information is actually available online if people miss that workshop. So we just continue to encourage your listeners to follow our website to see what new and upcoming things are happening.
And that is myorangeclerk.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we want to make sure that you're just kind of checking it out. And a lot of times, Tiffany's office will do like housing workshops. And what do you do about your deed? What do you do, say, if your mom owned the house and you're not sure where the paperwork is? Maybe they can help you with stuff like that. There are times when they've even had weekends or weeks even where your tickets, you can get your tickets paid for without having that late fee.
And I will tell you, Monica, just for your listeners, we've offered those great programs, but I do want the public to know you can come in any day to talk to us about a payment plan. Don't wait for some special event.
That's good.
Because we was just at Camping World Stadium. He got up. We were there helping people look up their record and see what they owe and set them for court dates coming up in May. But anyone who's listening who has had their license suspended or just cannot pay that lump sum that's due and want to get a payment plan, come visit us. I'm on the second floor at the courthouse.
Okay, and that's so good to know. What's the address downtown? Because some people don't even know where the courthouse is, Tiffany.
It is 425 North Orange Avenue, right across from the Lynx Station.
Okay. And that's the backside of the Lynx Station. And I like what Tiffany said. Don't wait until the last minute. Because no matter what you say, they can't move it any quicker than it already is. It's about a 5-week turnaround unless you want to pay the additional money to expedite the passport, to expedite those tickets. Just take care of your stuff now. Again, the Apopka address is on Rock Springs Road. It's Story Road in Ocoee and North Lakemont Avenue in Winter Park. And, of course, you can always go downtown to the Orange County Courthouse. Yeah. We're speaking this morning again with Orange County Clerk of the Court, Mrs. Tiffany Moore Russell. So I always ask you, Tiff, any last words?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you
so much.
We thank you for taking a moment to talk with us.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.